美国制裁缅甸军事政变责任人。拜登提名官员强调中国科技公司威胁。特朗普弹劾审判周三继续进行。星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是卡拉。拜登总统宣布，美国国防部成立了新的中国战略小组，从各个方面重新审视应对中国的战略。未来几个月将会向国防部长奥斯汀提出报告。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是美国总统拜登以及副总统哈里斯呢，在美国时间的2月12日星期三首次视察了美国国防部的五角大厦。那么在此时当中呢，拜登是称赞了美国的军人，说他们在海外呢要来应付各个区域的安全这个挑战以及气候变化等等，对内呢也要协助来对抗新冠疫情、种族不平等，所以呢他们是非常的伟大。那拜登接着说呢，美国国防部也要来应对新兴科技的挑战，并且说呢，要增强美国网络空间的力量，也要确保美国从深海到太空都能够在竞争当中保持领先的状态。那拜登也说呢，特别点出国防部现在成立了一个新的中国工作小组，要来应对来自中国的挑战。我们看一下拜登总统今天在国防部是怎么说的。
And we need to meet the growing challenges posed by China to keep peace and defend our interests in the Indo-Pacific and globally.Today, I was briefed on a new DOD-wide China task force that Secretary Austin is standing up to look at our strategy and operational concepts, technology and force posture, and so much more. The task force will work quickly, drawing on civilian and military experts across the department to provide, within the next few months, recommendations to Senator Austin on key priorities and decision points.So that we can chart a strong path forward on China-related matters. It will require a whole-of-government effort, bipartisan cooperation in Congress, and strong alliances and partnerships. That's how we'll meet the China challenge and ensure the American people win the competition of the future.
此外呢，在星期三的上午，拜登总统也在白宫当中宣布，针对缅甸现在发生军事政变的情况，制裁要来负责的人。我们看一下拜登总统今天在白宫是怎么说的。
Today, I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and that they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint.The president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election. So today, I'm announcing a series of actions that we're taking to begin imposing consequences on the leaders of the coup. The U.S. government is taking steps to prevent the generals from improperly.Having access to the $1 billion in Burmese government funds held in the United States. And today, I've approved a new executive order enabling us to immediately sanction the military leaders who directed the coup, their business interests, as well as close family members. We will identify at first round of targets this week, and we're also going to impose strong exports controls. We're freezing U.S. assets that benefit the Burmese government,while maintaining our support for health care, civil society groups, and other areas that benefit the people of Burma directly.
针对外界报道说呢，拜登政府要这个修改特朗普这个特朗普政府的关于童子学院的禁令呢，对此呢，一位白宫发言人在星期三也发出了声明，表示并没有撤回这件事情。在声明当中说呢，拜登政府从联邦公报撤回该草案的说法是错误的，特朗普政府从未将此案提交到联邦公报，因为特朗普任内的预算管理办公室从来没有完成草案的审议过程。在总统就职日当天，该案还卡在预算管理办公室的跨机构审议当中。而在总统就职日当天，白宫幕僚长罗恩·克莱因发布了备忘录， 正如历届政府的幕僚长的例行做法，冻结所有的监管程序。这代表所有的讯息已监管办公室当中的案子都自动撤回，必须要重新再提交。所有在政府转换时未经过审议的案子都在撤回之列。那另外呢，在星期三的白宫新闻简报会上呢，这个白宫发言人沙奇也被问到说，拜登政府是否会对前任政府要求 TikTok 要卖给美国公司，不然就要被禁止的做法做出改变。对此呢，沙奇也做出了回应。我们看一下白宫发言人沙奇今天在白宫是怎么说的。
It's not accurate to suggest that there is a new proactive step by the Biden White House. It looks like there was a conflation of two ongoing processes, one that's through the courts and one that is through the CFIUS process that goes through the Department of Treasury. There is a rigorous CFIUS process that is ongoing. I'm not going, of course, not that you're expecting me to, set a precedent of commenting on those reviews in process, but would just stress that they are distinct processes. I will note, broadly speaking, that we are comprehensively evaluating, as we've talked about in here, the risks U.S. data, including from TikTok, to U.S. data, I should say, including from TikTok, and we'll address them in a decisive and effective fashion. But if we have news to announce, we will announce it. So I wouldn't take it as a new step. Well,
那白宫发言人沙奇表示呢，针对 TikTok 的处理方式，目前拜登政府并没有一个时间表，一切都要等到法院做完审理，以及这个外资审议委员会完成审查之后才会做出处理。好啦，
好的，感谢耀一发自白宫的报道。美国宣布将对发起政变的缅甸军方实施制裁，并呼吁更多国家加入制裁。同日的国务院新闻简报会上，发言人普莱斯指出，有必要同全球伙伴国，尤其是包括新加坡和日本在内的印太地区的伙伴国合作，保证向缅甸军方施加最大的压力。
On Singapore and Japan, this is very much an element of our strategy to engageearly following the coup and often with our like-minded partners, including those partners in the Indo-Pacific region. There's also an element when it comes to our policy response. We have, in the course of that engagement, made sure that our close partners know what we are working on, some of the steps the president alluded to today. We want to make sure that our efforts areboth known to them and to the extent possible calibrated with them. So again, working with our closest partners, our like-minded partners around the world, we can have the most impact, we can impose the most substantial costs on those who are responsible for this coup, this overthrow of civilian leadership in Burma.
当被问及是否担忧美国政策会将缅甸军方推向中国，普莱斯指出，美国目前的重点是和缅甸人民站在一起。
I think first and foremost, we are most concerned with the people of Burma. We stand with the people of Burma and support their right to assemble peacefully, including their right to protest peacefully.In support of the democratically elected government, the right to freedom of expression, including the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information both online and offline. I think, to your question, the fact that we continue to see these demonstrations throughout the streets in Burma indicate where the Burmese people are, what their aspirations for democracy are. We will stand with them. Look, I think what we are most concerned with is the restoration of civilian leadership and putting an end to these anti-democratic actions, this coup. So again, I think we have heard the international community speak out broadly. Of course, there was a UN Security Council statement issued last Friday that included a number of our partners and others with whom we don't typically have a close relationship speaking out against these actions. So in the first instance, that is our priority, standing with the people of Burma, together with our like-minded allies, our like-minded partners, leaving no doubt for the people of Burma as they continue to voice their aspirations for a return to democracy and take to the streets, that we are standing with them, that we are supporting them, but also leaving no doubt with those responsible for this coup, where the United States stands as well.
两位美国联邦参议员星期二提出法案，要求世界卫生组织对帮助共产中国掩盖新冠疫情信息负责，并要求该组织更换领导人，并接受台湾成为成员国。参议员霍利和斯科特共同提出世界卫生组织问责法，斯科特指责世卫组织是中国共产党的傀儡，帮助中国掩盖真相。霍利说将暂缓向世卫提供资金，直到他们停止充当共产中国的傀儡，允许台湾成为其中一员。他还说谭德赛等世卫组织领导人必须对渎职行为负责，世卫组织必须进行全面改革，才能再次从美国纳税人的钱中受益。美国总统拜登提名的白宫行政管理和预算局长尼拉坦登周三在国会参议院提醒议员要关注中国科技公司对美国国家安全构成的威胁。坦登在参议院听证会上表示，他将会与国会一起保护美国供应链的安全，并将与美国的盟友一起向中国施加压力，要求中国遵守世界贸易规则。美国国防部长奥斯汀星期二与菲律宾国防部长洛伦扎纳首次通话，讨论了南中国海问题等多项重大的双边防务问题。奥斯汀部长确认了美国致力于美菲军事同盟关系，以及对美菲共同防御条约以及访问部队协议的承诺，并强调了这一协议给两国带来的重要价值。双方还讨论了地区安全挑战，包括南中国海问题，并确认了维护国际规则的重要性，包括一个国际仲裁法庭2016年针对中国与菲律宾在南中国海主权问题上的争议作出的裁决。美国联邦参议员重新推出香港安全港法案，为躲避香港国安法迫害的港人提供避风港。由参议员卢比奥和梅嫩德斯牵头的两党12名资深参议员星期二推出的这项法案指出，参加过和平示威并有充分理由担心会被当局迫害的香港人将有资格成为难民移民到美国，而且不受同类避难申请的名额限制。议员们表示，这是对中共政权去年在香港强推国家安全法做出的回应。卢比奥说，美国必须尽其所能帮助香港人，并向他们敞开大门。梅嫩德斯说，推出法案的目的是为了向中国共产党重申，美国坚定不移地与香港人民站在一起。拜登总统周二在白宫会见商界领袖时表示，希望同共和党合作推出新一轮纾困计划来拯救美国经济。另一方面，白宫宣布将在下周开始增加新冠疫苗的供应量，并强调了疫苗公平分发的重要性。
拜登总统周二在白宫会见了部分美国商界领袖，他在谈话中强调了他所倡导的美国营救计划对于拯救美国经济的重要性。
American people hurt, there's a lot of people in real trouble. A lot of people going to bed at night, staring at the ceiling, wondering whether they're going to be in that apartment the next day, are they going to be evicted, are they going to keep their mortgage payment up, are they going to have any health insurance.We got millions of people unemployed.
民主党人推出1.9万亿美元的纾困方案，以振兴疫情下的美国经济。共和党人认为，为个人年收入低于75,000美金、夫妻年收入低于150,000美金的群体发放全额1400美元纾困金的方案过于宽泛。由于民主党目前在参众两院仅占微弱多数，纾困方案能否顺利在国会通过面临挑战。
Oh, I've met for a long time with,My Republican colleagues, I've been exchanging correspondence with them and telephone calls as well to see if there's any way we can follow up beyond where we are. I'm meeting with the members of the House and the Senate as well.
周二，参议院以超过半数的投票认定，弹劾前任总统特朗普符合美国宪法。弹劾案将进入下一阶段。参议院多数党领袖舒默表示，参议院将同时推进弹劾案和纾困法案。
We have to do everything we can to end this crisis. And even though the impeachment trial is an important and august responsibility, we are doing both. And that's what my colleagues here are doing. We are working with our House members. We are working with our committee members. We are working when we can with our Republican colleagues.
与此同时，白宫宣布将于下周开始增加新冠疫苗的供应量，同时确保分配的公平性。白宫新冠工作组的杰夫·齐恩斯说，联邦政府将在250个社区健康站发放100万剂疫苗。
Equity is core to our strategy to put this pandemic behind us. And equity means that we are reaching everyone particularly those in underserved and rural communities, and those who have been hit hardest by this pandemic.
科罗拉多州是将在下周获得更多疫苗供应的州之一。州长加里德·波利斯也在讲话中强调了疫苗分发的重要性。
We need more visibility and transparency into the nursing home program, the direct pharmacy program, and now the community health program, so that we and local elected officials can also hold those providers accountable for administering every dose they get within a few days of when they get it.
美国之音新闻报道。
针对前总统特朗普的弹劾审判星期三继续进行，众议院民主党人陈述理由，试图说服在审判中担任陪审员的参议员判定特朗普上个月在国会大厦煽动叛乱的罪名成立。在两天的时间里，众议院弹劾经理人和特朗普的辩护律师分别有16个小时的时间做陈述，之后参议员将有共计4个小时的时间向双方提问。在冲击国会大厦事件的一个星期后，众议院以232票对197票第二度弹劾了特朗普，指控他煽动叛乱。10名共和党人和所有222名民主党人支持弹劾。现任总统特朗普拒绝了民主党人让他在弹劾审判中作证的请求，审判有可能持续一个星期或更长的时间。特朗普是唯一被两次弹劾的美国总统，他第一次被弹劾是被指控要求乌克兰总统在选举之前挖掘拜登的黑料。参议院在一年前裁决特朗普无罪。前美国总统特朗普的弹劾审判进入第二天，由9名民主党众议员组成的弹劾经理人星期三攻击特朗普1月6日国会骚乱发生前的演说内容。有关详情，下面我们连线美国之音记者李奕华为我们介绍。奕华。
好的，卡拉，参议院星期三针对前总统特朗普的二度弹劾案展开第二天的审判。我们知道此前一天的讨论重点是这场审判程序的合宪性，那么星期三的审判则是正式进入了马拉松式的陈述辩论，也就是说这个控辩双方接在从今天开始一共有16个小时的时间来表达他们的陈述。那么从今天开始呢，首先上场的是民主党的指控方，从中午12点开始，民主党人有一共有8个小时的时间来轮番上阵发表演说。很明显的，我们可以感受得到，今天呢，民主党人呢有九名这个众议院民主党人所组成的弹劾经理人，今天的攻防重点是集中在了1月6号国会骚乱发生之前，特朗普总统对示威抗议民众所发表的演说内容。民主党人指控说，正是这场演说的内容是煽动了民众的暴力行为，因此特朗普不是无辜的旁观者。我们接下来先来听听民主党来自马里兰州的民主党联邦众议员拉斯金在稍早的辩论发言当中怎么说。
Some people think this trial is a contest of lawyers, or even worse, a competition between political parties. It's neither. It's a moment of truth for America. My late father Marcus Raskin once wrote, "Democracy needs a ground to stand upon, and that ground is the truth."America needs the truth about ex-President Trump's role in inciting the insurrection on January 6th because it threatened our government and it disrupted, it easily could have destroyed the peaceful transfer of power in the United States for the first time in 233 years. The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander. The evidence will show that he clearly incitedthe January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently, January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
与此同时呢，我们也知道在前一天的合宪性的表决结果当中呢，是表决结果是56票赞成对44票反对，也就是说有6位的共和党联邦参议员加入了民主党人的行列，认为这场对这个特朗普的审判弹劾审判是符合宪法的。那么其中呢，来自路易斯安那州的共和党联邦参议员卡西迪的赞成票最引起各界的惊讶，同时也立刻引发了共和党内部的反弹。那么面对记者的提问，卡西 西迪参议员他是回应称他是做正在履行一个公正的陪审员的责任。我们继续来听听这个稍早这卡西迪参议员在回答记者提问时怎么说。
I said I'd be an impartial juror. Anyone listening to those arguments, the House managers were focused, they were organized, they relied upon both precedent, the Constitution, and legal scholars. They made a compelling argument. President Trump's team were disorganized. They did everything they could but to talk about the question at hand. And when they talked about it, they kind of glided over it, almost as if they were embarrassed of their arguments. Now, if I'm an impartial juror,And one side's doing a great job, and the other side's doing a terrible job on the issue at hand, as an impartial juror, I'm going to vote for the side that did the good job.
不过卡西迪参议员也表示呢，这并不代表他对于最后的弹劾审判的结果将投下赞成票，他还是接下来必须要听取双方的证词才能够最后做出公正的决定。那么与此同时呢，也有议员表示说这场弹劾审判的这个辩论呢，很有可能在弹劾审判的程序很有可能最快在这个周末之前就能够结束，那么最早有可能在下个星期二就针对这项弹劾案的这个罪名是否成立来进行最终的表决。以上是记者所掌握到的有关情况，时间交还给主持人卡拉。
好的，感谢一华的详细报道。针对前总统特朗普的弹劾审判，星期二下午在美国国会参议院开启，多数参议员投票认定弹劾现任总统的程序符合美国宪法。来自路易斯安那州的共和党籍参议员卡西迪在听取控方陈述之后，改变了自己先前的立场，转为支持弹劾程序继续进行。目前50位共和党参议员中有6位持类似的立场。来看报道。
参议院星期二以56票赞成和44票反对的投票结果认定，弹劾前总统特朗普的程序符合美国宪法。
Given the framers' intense focus on danger to elections and the peaceful transfer of power, it is inconceivable that they design impeachment to be a dead letter in the president's final days in office.
路易斯安那州参议员卡西迪成为唯一一名在听取首日辩论之后改变投票决定的共和党籍参议员，为弹劾继续进行投下了赞成票。
The House managers were focused, they were organized, they relied upon both precedent, the Constitution, and legal scholars. They made a compelling argument. President Trump's team were disorganized. They did everything they could but to talk about the question at hand. And when they talked about it, they kind of glided over it.Almost as if they were embarrassed of their arguments.
前总统特朗普的辩护律师团队成员卡斯特说，这次审判是基于党派利益的政治操作。他呼吁共和党籍参议员抵制弹劾。
United States senators are patriots first. Patriots first. They love their country. They love their families. They love the states that they represent.
民主党人希望此次弹劾可以免除特朗普日后竞选公职的资格，但是星期二的结果表明，民主党获得弹劾定罪所需要的三分之二多数票的几率不高。
I think the most significant thing from the day was that there was one vote that changed. I think that kind of calcified the, you know, where you see people where they're going to be.
弹劾审判定于星期三午间进入实质性辩论阶段，控辩双方将各自进行大约16个小时的陈述。美国之音电视新闻。
拜登政府一月份宣布，美国将加入新冠疫苗获取机制，这是世界卫生组织和其他机构的全球性努力，目的在于确保低收入国家获得新冠病毒疫苗，但目前拨款方面并没有更新。来看美国之音白宫记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
名为新冠疫苗获取机制的全球新冠疫苗倡议的目标是在2021年底以前向92个低收入国家提供20亿剂疫苗。
It is a strategy to rapidly contain the pandemic, save lives, protect healthcare systems, and restore the global economy based on human rights principles of equity and epidemiologic evidence from the pandemic.
美国在1月21日重新加入世界卫生组织的同一天加入新冠疫苗获取机制。拜登总统上周重申了这个信息。
We've also re-engaged with the World Health Organization.That way we can build better global preparedness to counter COVID-19, as well as detect and prevent future pandemics, because there will be more.
这和他的前任在2020年7月退出世卫组织的做法背道而驰。
Because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms.
但除了国会12月批准了加维疫苗联盟的40亿美元拨款外，拜登政府在美国承诺的范围和规模方面几乎没有提供任何细节。加维疫苗联盟是新冠疫苗获取机制的联合领导组织之一。
We have reiterated our commitment to COVAX. I don't have any additional funding, though, to announce today.
新冠疫苗获取机制表示，除了已募集的21亿美元之外，他们还需要49亿美元才能达到目标。在富裕国家为自己的人民扩充库存的同时，该组织也在处理疫苗的短缺问题。外界承诺给新冠疫苗获取机制的辉瑞生技疫苗为4000万剂，但在2021年第一季度只能得到120万剂。
We encourage every manufacturer to make the largest number of doses they can available early, so that we can make sure that we get equitable distribution going.
除了辉瑞生技疫苗之外，新冠疫苗获取机制将在今年上半年分发3.36亿剂阿斯利康疫苗。
There was vaccines that they were clearly available, that they had some control over, and started to make those allocation projections primarily so countries could begin to plan. They're not finished, and so we're going to see much more from COVAX about more vaccines going to those countries with the opportunity to reach initially 3% of the population, but with a larger goal of 20%.
希望通过新冠疫苗获取机制的初步预测，各国可以开始规划免疫策略，包括储存分发以及如何解决对接种疫苗态度犹豫的问题。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
数百名热门合唱团的乐迷一起出现在音乐会的现场，甚至玩起了人体冲浪。他们如何防范新冠病毒呢？来看美国之音的报道。
美国摇滚乐团烈焰红尘想出一个有创意的方法，在新冠病毒大流行时期，他们推出的现场表演把乐队和观众都封闭在有保护作用的太空气泡里。乐团不久前在奥克拉荷马州举行了两场音乐会，密闭在塑料气泡里的观众跟着音乐起舞。在预演秀的帖子中，摄像摄影师内森·帕普在推特上发布了会场照片。他说有100个气泡，每个气泡最多容纳3人。气泡舱装备着喇叭、风扇、瓶装水、毛巾和写着“我要小便，这里很热”的标牌，可以秀给服务员看。他们会接送狂欢的乐迷进出，或者为气泡重新填装清凉的空气。到场观众走出气泡就得戴口罩，但在里面就可以脱下。这在主唱歌手维恩·科恩分享的一个视频指南里有介绍。科恩在气泡里进行人体冲浪早已远近驰名。他告诉英国广播公司说，我认为很幸运，因为烈焰红唇的乐迷蛮喜欢这种冒险。这个乐团去年举行过一次气泡秀的演练，当时全球性的大流行病迫使大多数音乐会被取消或推迟。美国之音新闻报道。
感谢您收看今天的节目，我们下次再见。